Yesu yabazibwe nyo bana ba Katonda.
Amina.
Musibe yo mutya muli nyira mukama wa Yesu.
Musibe bulungi mu Kristo.
Obula mbuli butya.
Bulungi.
Yongere mbulize ku muganda woneka jambo. Eranga bomwagaliza service nungi.
And wish everyone a good service.
Atukirize Matayo musanvu onyolo musanvu pakoro munana.
They fulfill Matthew 7 verse 7 to 8.
Mulimu ebigambo bisatu ebikulu.
In it there are three major words.
Tutera kuulira mu kimu.
We usually hear there one.
Ani abanye ebigambo ebyo.
Who knows of those words?
Matayo musanvu onyolo musanvu pakoro munana.
Matthew 7 verse 7 to 8.
Mukonkone.
You knock.
Musabe.
Ask.
Munonye
and seek.
Bibisa tubetusanga.
Those are three words we find.
Yoma nki tusinga okwagala mbulijjo.
You know what we most love there or is?
Musabe.
You ask.
Yesu yebasibonyo.
Praise Jesus.
Kati kine ekyo kunonyo bacho tikwata kodi.
Of seeking, I wonder when we handle it.
Kubanga muluzungu twa tusomali webigambo ngabisa.
For in English when we read there are three words there.
Ebikwasaganya nyiriri esebiri.
Which connect those two verses.
Mukonkone.
You knock.
Mujja kugulirwa.
You will be opened.
Musabe.
You ask.
Mujja kuwebwa.
Will be given.
Munonye.
You seek.
Mujja kuzura.
You will find. But
twagalawo kiri musabe.
We only want the other ask.
Umanyo okukulira ku street echo chitegeza.
You know, growing along the street, that's what it means.
Ngokulide ku street ye kanisa.
And you've grown by the streets of church.
Ukulira mukusabiriza.
You grow while begging.
Ngachi omanyi mu bigambo ibyo byonna ebisatu ebikulu.
That's what you know in all those three major words.
Na ifu twebaza Katonda.
But we thank God.
Okubali yatuleta mu kifo kino.
Right from when he brought us in this place.
Buli kiseera abeera atwongera omusana gwe kigambo kye.
Every time he adds us light of his word.
Ne twongera okumanya bwe tuyinza okumunoonya.
And we move on know how we can seek him.
Mu kitabo ekitukuvu Bible.
The holy book, the Bible.
Ile twagala okulabika n'olwaliro.
And we want to appear even today.
Nga tweyongerayo n'omulimu gwe gumu.
And we move on with the same work.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So nolunaku olwaliro.
Now even today.
Twagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo.
We want to move on.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omuno musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
N'omusomi for Bible.
And our Bible reader Pastor Robina.
Twagala nyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mulinyera mukama wafe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We place in this ministry.
Omulembo mpya.
The new generation which has the full knowledge of God and to move on, reach unto you,
order mu kanisa ya Katonda okwetula ensi yonna,
restoring order in the church of God all over the world,
okulisetinga,
to resetting,
okuza order,
or to restore order
mu kanisa ya Katonda,
in the church of God,
okwetula ensi yonna,
all over the world.
Tuzze tusoma bingi ku nsonga eyo.
We've come studying many things on that issue.
Okutuuka lwe twatuuka.
Until when we reached.
Okulaba kwebi ebitandikirwako.
To see on the principal things.
Mumisingi ejenjiri eyobulokozi.
In the foundation of gospel of salvation.
Era bwe twali twakajanjula.
And when we had introduced it.
Wali mbebulani esuli y'omukaaga.
In the Hebrews chapter 6.
Olunyiri okuba kulisooka.
Starting from verse 1.
Okutuukira ddala ku lwokutaano.
To reaching verse 5.
Mukama n'atuwa okuwabulwamu.
God gave us a correction.
Ngatugamba nti waliwo ebintu ebikulu.
And he told us that there are major things.
Bina ebitera okutta ennyo enkolagana yaffe wamu naye.
Four major things which always destroy our partnership with him.
Niwankubadde ebirala bingi.
Even though many others.
Naye ebyo twawuliddeko.
But those we heard of.
Twawuliddeko.
We heard of.
Ekisooka.
The first.
Obutegendereza. Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
As much.
Twawuliddeko obutegendereza.
We heard ungodliness.
Ne tuwulira obutewanga eri okukola ki. Backsliding.
And we heard of backsliding.
Okuddamu ebyo bye Katonda bye yatununulamu.
Going back into things God redeemed us from.
Ate ntwekanga nga tugendeira kagendeira mpola mpola ne tuddayo.
We find gradually bending back unto them.
Aye, n'atubulira ku kyazzeeko.
And he told us of the third.
Wanji.
Trespassing.
Trespass. To do something but not as God has commanded you. Either you do something halfway, or you do a complete thing but not in the rightful way. Not in the way of God or in the command is commanded. Even not to give ourselves to change.
And many acts
like laziness, they are there.
All
those fall in that system.
Now,
we last ended as we saw the beginning of to get from them. But we shall come back later and we move on the way of coming from those. And to fight on ourselves never to backslide. But today we want to move on, get light on the principal thing, the foundation of gospel of salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want at least to get of light, the principal thing, in those foundations we have spoken of very well in the Hebrews chapter 6. We are going to begin with the foundation of faith before God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's the first foundation in all. And as a minister, as we call the 70 people, that we be prepared, be given a spirit like of Moses, that we can be taught the ways of God,
and
be able to set church in order, and we go back half deacons, the ushers, those known of doing all works of church rightfully, putting church in order, not as a building but as we ourselves, reaching in our homes, even our work. Then we get the bishops,
able to
take care how we grow spiritual and physical, and prosper physically and financially.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we get judges who will guide us, and
you
see we move well by the laws of God, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we get elders who help us reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven, to see that none of them lags behind. Even the musicians
to
always lead us worship in the praise of God, to bring the heavenly government on the world, to do things done in heaven, and we do them on this world as they are done in heaven, to create
government,
the government of God,
government, yes,
within the government of the world, where we shall get those to guide us in politics as God wants them in light of the word, the economic sector as God wants them, the health sector as God wants them, concerning social relations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. To guide them as God wants them. In concerning the education, falling in social sector, in those we hear of games,
yes,
praise Jesus much. But all those we look at, when we look to foundations, the principal foundation
is
the gospel of salvation. We look to foundation of faith towards God. This we tell it to you like this, that though you are preaching in which other way, as we base in the word,
we
show that all that we preach about, the person has to end up believing in God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That
we're going to begin with the foundation of faith towards God. We can teach it to people, but all our lives, as we come to God, as we serve God, the foundation we emphasize within us, preaching and all living.
Now,
though you're going to preach on
which
issue, the end has to end up faith towards God. Faith towards God. Faith towards God. Why is it the first? There is no faith. That rightful faith of God, which does not come from hearing the word of God. That's one of things in it. There is no rightful faith except it comes from hearing the word of God. The other, all things will pass away, but the word of God, it will never pass away. That's
the
foundation of faith towards God, which comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. We emphasize it much, because first of all, there is no rightful faith except faith coming from hearing and hearing the word of God. The other, all things will pass away, but the word of God, it will never pass away. The third, God magnified his word above his name.
But
you're going to pray in his name without his word, they do not work. Those are like three reasons why this foundation, foundation of faith towards God,
the
first in all foundations as we come before God, for those three reasons. The first, there is no faith, the rightful faith, except it comes from hearing the word of God. The second, all things will pass away, but the word of God, it will never pass away.
All
miracles do all, at the end, the word is the one to judge. The one who remains the last who began,
and
who was there with the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The third, we have told you, God magnified his word above his name.
Nothing
you can do pleasing him except you believe that he is present, and that faith you get it from hearing his word. And when you get brief back, Hebrews
6,
starting from verse
1,
he speaks saying like this.
Abebulania esule yomukaga olunyolu soka.
Hebrews chapter 6 from verses 1.
Kale tuleko kuogera kubigambe ebyolubereberye ebya Kristo. Tuyitirira okutuka mu bukulu. Obutatekawo mulundi gwa kubiri musingi.
Yes.
Nti kale tusuke tuleko kuogera kubigambe ebyolubereberye.
Let's firstly speak of the principal things
ebya Kristo
of Christ. And we go on to maturity. Not first laying again the foundations.
But
these foundations you're meant to have had them. You who say you believe God, or you come to God, this already must have been planted in you. You have this foundation.
It's
move on to maturity of Christ. It's to pass through and go to above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But he says that these are the foundations down. That he who cometh before God, he wants to believe before God, they must have been planted well in those foundations. Let's hear. Hebrews chapter 6 from verse
1. Kale tuleko kuogera kubigambe ebyolubereberye ebya Kristo. Tuitirira okutuka mu bukulu, obutatekawo mulundi gwa kubiri musingi kwekwenenya ebikolwa ebifu
baba kugambye nti ogumu kugusoka okusinya kwa arrangement josoma
according to arrangement you read there
it doesn't kwenenya ebikolwa ebifu
shown that repentance from bad works
nejukira tosola kwenenya ebikolwa ebifu
remember you cannot repent from bad works
natobyenenyeza katunda
when you don't repent then before God
kitegeza musingi gulio guddaka okusomebwa
means the next
foundation
it's meant to be the first
kadi katuna nache yagala chivere mu order
ngabu
chimanyi
to God wants it to be in order and you know
manga chiyanyola ti wali ayinza chitiriza
for what he made crooked no one can straighten
ukuja ko yekenyini nganze na tugamba kino chichitandika
except himself cometh tell us this is the path
icho chibaito kumunonya
that is what they called
givinto naye abituwa
that all things gave them to us
echino nache teka wanu echino nache teki
it was scattered its own other way
kumunonya kwa fukubiteka mu order kwa moyo we
he means to put them in order by his spirit
mhm
Bebulaniye sura ya mukaga olinyo lusoka
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1
Kwekwene nyebikolwe bifu nokukiriza eri katonda
okukiriza eri katonda
faith towards God
Kutuba tusoma nemukutegera kuna
in all understanding
eri katonda
unto God
ogwe musingi ogusoka
that is the first foundation
okukiriza eri katonda
faith towards God
Mhm
Bebulaniya esula ya mukaga olunyirwa kubiri
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 2
Okuyigiriza ko kubatiza
Iyo kuyigiriza ko kubatiza
Doctrine of baptism
Kitegeza betusoka no musinyo go kukiriza likatonda
When we have passed the foundation of faith towards God
Negwanjulwa burunji
and it's introduced well
Tudda ko musinji ogwo kwenenye bikuru ebifu
God next to foundation of repentance from dead works
Na twenenyezo uyu
and repent to him whom we have believed yes
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus much.
Uvanyima rukwenenya
after repentance.
Abageenda kutuzala.
He is going to bath us.
Kitegeze chidakao.
Means what follows there.
Musinjo gwo kubatizibwa.
The foundation of baptism.
Tubatizibwa tuyingire mulinya.
Baptize in the name of the Father,
Omwana,
the Son,
n'omoyo mutukufu.
The Holy Spirit.
Mhm.
Bebulaniya esula yomukaga olunyirirwa kubiri.
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 2.
Nokutekako emikono
okusibwake emikono
laying on of hands
suburuku webo omoyo
that will be given the spirit
nebira bebi omoyo
the spiritual gift
suburuku muwereza
that we can serve him
wange zingirwa checho kutsonyiwe bikuru ibifu
aim of forgiving us from dead works
asonyiwa mutamani wa bamwala wa muwereza
he forgives his son or daughter who serve him yes
Kidigiza twa tuno gendo kusibwaka emikono
you have to go be laid on hands we get the spirit
nimbiro moyo akatonda
be laid by the spirit of god
bila bana akatonda
the chance of god
atuwe bilabo byomoyo
and gives us
kuwirizi
then we serve him
mhm
Bebulaniya esula yomukaga olunyiryo lwokubiri
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 2
Nokuzukira kwa bafu
Kati awutandika okusomesibwa okuzukira kwa bafu
begin to the revelation of the dead the second resurrection
Kubango okubatizibwa okusoka
the first baptism
ubukubatizibwa kutwauli
the baptism we had
okuzukira okusoka
that is the first resurrection
bale tantu okuzukira kwa bafu
when they bring resurrection of the dead
batugenze mukuzukira kwa kubi
we go to the second resurrection
mhm
Bebulaniya esula yomukaga olunyolo okubiri
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 2
No musango gutagwawo
Hey awone tumaliriza
And then we end up
Atogira ku musango gutagwawo
Speaking of eternal judgment
Nyanja eyomuliro
The lake of fire
Yesu yebazibwe
Praise Jesus much
Emisinje ejo ngajo nabogira
Those foundations as you see them all
Tuzidayon tandikane guli ogwo okukiriza eri katonda
We go back begin with one of faith towards God.
Nitwagame ndo musinjo ogu.
But we say that foundation.
Kirizeri katonda.
Faith towards God.
Ugavaningibwa point 7.
It's governed by 3 points.
Yesuka na gambi.
The first I told you.
Nditeri kukiriza kutufu.
That there is no rightful faith.
Ukuja konga kuva mu kuulira.
Except it comes from hearing.
Nokulira ekigambo kya katonda.
Hearing the word of God.
Echo kubiri.
The second.
Ebintu byona biriguwao.
All things will pass away.
Ekigambo kya katonda.
But the word of God.
Ekiriguwao.
It will never pass away.
Kitegeza omuntu alina ebyo.
It means the person with those.
Abira ku kitufu kyenyini.
They are on the rightful thing.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Echo kusatu.
The third.
Katonda yagulumiza ekigambo
kye. God magnified his word.
Okusinga erinyalye.
Above his name.
Ntijoko mokusamu ekigambo kye kitibwa n'okukinoonya.
The boy you honor his word and to
seek. Ate erinyali kwangulira okukolerwa.
The name easily is made.
Kubanga erinya tulisabira mukuwebwa.
The name we pray through it to be given.
Na erinya sibye sike ekigambo
kye akatonda. The name is not the word of God.
Kubanga yatukiriza ekigambo kitatukiriza erinyali.
Fulfilleth his word not his name.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So kusinda ku Ebrania sura 10 na
11. According to Hebrews 11,
ngatuogera ku msingi ogwo kukiriza eri Katonda.
As we speak of foundation of faith towards God.
Ebrania 10 na 11 nyoro mukaga.
Hebrews 11 the verse 6.
Asuka na tugamba bwati.
He first tells us like this.
Beblani esula ya 10 na 11 nyoro mukaga.
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
Ela wataba kukiriza. Techinzika kusimibwa. Kubanga jeri Katonda chimugwanira okukiriza nga Katonda wali eranga yemugabi wempereri aba bamunonya.
Yes.
Kubanga wataba kukiriza.
For without faith.
Toyinza nakusimibwa Katonda.
You cannot be pleased by God.
Kubanga jeri Katonda.
For one who comes to God.
Chimugwanira okusoka okukiriza nga Katonda wali.
You must believe God is there.
Eranga mugabi wampera.
He is a rewarder.
Libona bamunonya.
Those who diligently seek him.
Kati chidi wechidi.
No, it's like
toyinza kutandika mu Katonda chintu chonna.
You cannot begin in God anything.
Ngatosoka kukiriza eri Katonda.
When you've not first had faith towards God.
Ichu chifunyo.
That is so dead.
Wabula.
But
bujeri Katonda.
When you come towards God.
Ukiriza ntu wali.
You believe his presence.
Era mugabi wampera.
Is the rewarder.
Libona bamunonya.
All who seek for him.
Totuka ate mukube wakati.
You don't reach in the middle of the way.
No samu nye kitibu ebyo byakusubiza kuwa.
And you honor much the things he promised to give you.
Ukusinga ate ye kuwasoko ukukiriza kuwa.
More than him you first believed who gives you.
Mulundi kulitwa akugamba ko.
The other time we told you.
Ukiriza Kanani.
We believe Canaan.
Katonda gwe yasubiza.
The one God promised.
Obatu subiza Katonda. Tukiriza Katonda.
We believe God.
Yasubiza Canaan.
Who promised Canaan.
Wanga chechimu kubisubiza ebinene wano bitujarabye kumsi.
The great promises we've ever seen on this world.
Kuva Misri.
Coming from Egypt.
Kugenda Canaan.
Going to Canaan.
Niaba singa bali miru kutukayo.
But most failed to reach there.
Kubanga ukiriza tebakunyweza.
Because they didn't hold on the faith.
Kadi nkugambi bwenti.
I've told you like this.
Ntigwajeri Katonda.
That you come before God.
Uina kusoka kukiriza nti wali.
Part of you believe that is there.
Ebintu byo nasoko obivena ko.
All things must give up on them.
Kubato namba kuikakasa musingi gunonga gunywe dembura mungu.
But yet prove this foundation established in your life.
Era yonajo ogendo kuweleza.
All where you will be ministering.
Kubanga tosimbye kuguna musingi biveko.
Not planted on this foundation, give up on that.
Kubanga toli simwa ne woli kola chi
byona
byoko latali bisanyukira.
No matter what you do, God will not be pleased.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
Toyinza na Musa nyusa sokonzirire mu lunyiri olo.
Please him repeat that verse.
Beblani esula ya 10 na 11 olunyolo mukaga.
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
Ela wataba kukiriza techinzika kusimbibwa. Kubanga jeri Katonda. Chimugwanira kukiriza nga Katonda wali eranga yemugabi wempera eri aba bamunonya.
Yes.
Era wataba kukiriza.
Without faith.
Techinzika kusimibwa.
Possible be pleased.
Tolina ngeri jogena Musa
Yesu. So you please him.
You know jabi kolwa bimaliriza gamenze sikumanya.
Today but the end will tell you I've never known you.
Kubanga agamba.
Because he said.
Jeri Katonda.
You come before God.
Aino kusuku kukiriza nga Katonda wali.
First believe that God is there.
We musingi wetu kugambi ogwo kukiriza eri Katonda.
Foundation we've said faith towards God.
He. Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Eranga byona byogendo kola.
All things you to do. In serving.
Yagendo kugaba empera.
They want to give a reward.
Eri ababa munonya.
For those who seek him.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kali tulina ngeri joli musanyusa.
There is no way you will please him.
Kubato tandikida.
If you about begun from there.
Nika wenku gambi.
But as I've told you.
Ndiye atasibuli kukiriza ndi kukolewe.
If not every faith works towards him.
Eh ndiri Katonda.
That unto God.
Buli kukiriza.
That's the faith.
Mpuli nazikiriza.
I feel after him.
Ndibimukolera.
No, it doesn't work for him. Not like that.
Okukiriza kwengu chemde gambye.
That's what I've told you.
Okukiriza eri Katonda kugavaninge bwempaji satu.
Faith towards God is apportioned in three pillars.
Okukiriza tayiri kukiriza kutufu.
There is no rightful faith.
Okujja ko kuva mukuulira.
Except coming from here.
Okuulira chigambo cha Katonda. Chicho chiteke mmodwe.
Word of God, you put it in your head. Record it there.
Bori kiriza sitore uli kubibyo.
When you will believe stories you are on your own.
Kubanga ngame teri kukiriza kutufu.
There is no rightful faith.
Eri Katonda.
Unto God.
Okujja ko kuva mukuulira.
Except coming from here.
Chigambo chi.
In hearing his words.
Kubanga gwosoma.
Because you read.
Mubarumi esuri 10.
In Romans chapter 10.
Unyiri okutandika olumwenda.
Starting from verse 9.
Ulire ebigambo bino bwebiti.
You hear these words.
Barumi esura ya 10 olunyolo mwenda.
Romans chapter 10 from verse 9.
Kubanga boya tula Yesu nga yemukama nakamwako. Nokiriza mutima gwo nti Katonda yamuzukiza mbafu olirokoka. Olunyolwe 10. Kubanga omuntu akiriza na mutima gwe okuwebwa obutukirivu era yatulana kamwake okulokoka.
Buulire nyiririezo.
If you hear those verses.
Romans
10 verse 9 to 10. Whoever believes the name of Jesus will be saved. Verse 10 says, for you have to believe with your heart. Praise Jesus. You have to believe with your heart. You'll be given righteousness. And you confess with your mouth. Be given, you
say.
You don't accept it to be saved. Before you believe, it's not there. Now you've gotten saved. And who saves you whom you never believed?
And
remember, you prepare for one thing. My heart has to believe. But I have to use my ears to hear.
When
the eyes at times to see.
At
times
you
need to see the word and read it.
Before
you head on, believe with the heart.
You
think that faith never beats unless you've heard the word of God.
Yes. Romans
10:9, a man believes with their heart to be given righteousness, to confess with the mouth, to be saved.
Yes,
the heart is to believe. But what you have to know,
it
not believe unless ears have heard the word of God. Or when they have seen it.
In
the eyes have seen it.
But verse 17
tells you. Verse 17 says like this. Romans chapter 10 verse
17.
Yes.
That
the other faith you've heard of.
Barumi.
Romans chapter 10 from verse 10.
Says,
a person believes with their heart to be given righteousness. But before you believe, Romans 10:17 says that faith,
right,
faith we speak of before towards God.
Faith.
It comes from hearing.
No,
and hearing the word of God.
Suppose
you get called faith out there.
It's
not believing the word of God.
You
are on your fake and do not claim that God, I was with you. People have their books they have made for themselves out there. In the stories of the elders. You know the old usually want to claim their wise and the right books of history. And they think that will give us faith towards God. Not. Even the one writing a book, you have to quote the word. And you prove you've given people rightful faith. Seated there and you who hear,
there's
not right faith you move by except you get from the word of God.
All
the rest you decide to believe they are
yours.
And when judgment will come,
I
choose as your words were, even your actions. Are we agreed together? Don't say you're a servant of God. When
your
foundation of faith towards God, you do not know it. But how
can
you dare please Him?
It's
impossible.
What
Hebrews has told you, 11 verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please God. But the one coming before God has believed God is present.
And
is a rewarder to all who seek Him. Praise Jesus. But remember,
he's
warned in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, a person believing in the heart be given righteousness. Before you even get saved,
he said
you believe with your heart be given righteousness and confess with the mouth to be saved. Don't waste time confess salvation before you believe.
You
have to believe, prove what you've believed is rightful. That's why
he
says, first make them disciples and then baptize them.
Now,
we first have this faith with our hearts. But as you hear, you're going to spread to others. Not that don't cause another person to believe before they hear. What they hear has to be the word of God. For Romans 10:17 says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. The others, they call faith, he does not know them. You know, you go get the stories out there that the person went in the jaw of hell. And you believe them because you are terrified. Those do not take God from what he's up to. God is focusing on one thing. Towards him passing through his word. All the rest you are on your own things. Yes. And though you taught it to people, it's up to you. It's your condemnation that I choose you as your words are, and as your actions were. You see the condemnation? We told you the other. All things will pass away. But the word of God, it will never pass away. Let read for us, we hear.
Matthew 24:35.
Na ye bigambo byange tebiri gwerawo ddala.
Yes.
Eguru n'ensi.
Heavens and earth will pass away.
Na ye ebigambo bya Katonda.
But the words of God, which make up his word, the holy scriptures, they will never pass away. Now you see the strength of the word, how it is, where there are words of God. For the word of God compiled many words of God, the holy scriptures. Heavens and earth will pass away, and we go above the heavens.
In
the words of God,
we
make up the word of God. They are the
words,
and they are there. Heavens has gone. Even the earth.
We've
gone above the heavens. The new heavens, new earth. Lady, gentlemen, you ministered in what?
That we were telling you houses,
that cars, that what? Is that what I told you to speak?
Is that
faith towards me? Were you not able to explain unto the people? When I tell you, I say, go proclaim my words to my people and you add in your words. Now know this.
I
told you the second, all things will pass away. But the word of God, which holds the words of God, the holy scriptures, they will never pass away. Heavens has passed away. Heavens which are of passed away. Now we want you to speak of the story that day. Okay, one day you preached what?
Mayumba,
houses,
mamotoka,
cars.
Galiwa.
Where are they now?
For
they have passed away in the heavens.
Chicho,
what do you speak? You preach the word, show it then.
Those scriptures,
in the Holy Scriptures, I one day gave us a copy here. Yes. Heavenly book of God in the Bible.
Heavens.
All you bring on the judgment there. You preached. All things have passed away. But will you even have their reach to that?
Pastor,
we will go by there.
It all
cast in the lake of fire. As we ask, what about that person?
You
did understand that the judgment they preached, what they wanted.
Let me tell,
never stagger at this point.
At least
when you've spoken three scriptures, go home, but at least you preach the word of God. All the rest you are onto.
I
see you religious people. What do you think they are religious? They are clubs. Clubs.
Just
these are groups of people. Clubs.
Not
you look to them.
You
are in the book. Pentecost or something like that.
They
reach out a book that a Protestant.
Yeah,
in there they have made a yearly program of preaching. They speak and give preachings of digging the roads.
This
born again came in the word twisted it.
The
false born again, about we speak of.
Telling
you as you today. You know the order of God. The order of the church of God. The order of the word of God. The order of foundations of preaching of the gospel. If you stagger, it's up to you.
He will
tell you, I've not known of you. You are rebellious. You say, I rebelled when? You spoke of me, but not in truth.
You
spoke of truth of me, pass through my words.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Now, what you have to know, there is nothing you proclaim
the person
in the right to believe God when you're not in His words. If you do
it in
your heart, even in your mind, in the inner mind, you know, all things will pass away, the word is what will remain. If you'll be explaining the way you have to bring it. As you quoted it, it came one day you twisted it.
How
have you even reached there above the heavens?
So consider Matthew to love
you. Repeat Matthew, we see. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35.
Na yebi gambo byangete biri gwerao dala.
Yes.
Mhm.
Matayo sura ya 2 mwenyonyo rasa tumo mkaga.
Matthew 24 verse 36.
Na yebi oluna kululi nechisera tewali abimanyi.
Ebibiyo yabireka nabisigaza.
He resolved to himself.
Ne yagambe byonanga bigendo kuba oluna kutolumanyirwa nkomere olwaddi.
At people you don't know the day of the end.
Akasanga obera mchigambo.
Prove you are in his words. All the rest will pass away. But His word, the Holy Scriptures, make up the word of God. They will never pass away, for we have a copy of them on this world. He has the original. You twist them, change the meaning, add in it. He waits for you. If you do all those,
you
do ask what you do, you are in the word of God or in the stories. You see here, Matthew 5, he told you. Even a comma or a dot. If you take it out here, he retains it in his original. For it has to be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 5 verse 18.
Kubanga mbagamba mazima nti eggulu n'ensi okutuusa lwe biriggwaawo ennukuteemu ne wankubadde akatonyeza ak'omu akamu ak'omu mateeka tekaliggwaawo okutuusa byonna lwe birimala
okutuukirira. Yes. Will pass away and the earth,
naye ennyukuta,
but one letter.
There is
another word, you change a letter within it. We have been
Sodom,
saying Sodom. And you replace it with male prostitutes. In some Bibles they changed it. You people.
Change
the word, but in heavens it remains as it was written there. You keep changing them on the world, you will see how you will be busy for that. Even that comma you see there.
Some of you just rush moving,
reading the word of God. You don't consider a comma. Comma is a word. Why don't you read it?
Full stops.
Question marks. All read them.
Did
you say my God?
How our God is.
These scriptures were sent us here.
Gabriel
explained, Prophet Daniel told him,
tell you
what's written in the Holy Scriptures in heaven. No matter what you do, even you play them, in the heavens they remain in the original. Daniel, we see.
Daniel sura ya kumi olunyiriri olwama kumi ya abiri morum.
Daniel chapter 10 verse 21.
Na yena kubulira ebyawandikibwa. Mubyawandikibwa ebyamazima. So si wali alikuluyirwange okulwanyisa abo. Wabula Mikaeli omulangira wa
yes.
Scriptures
which you have brought on the world.
Everything
is there in original.
You change the Bible.
Look, the devils you do not understand. That foolishness is just too much. God made one copy of the Bible on this world that you can destroy it. Impossible.
There's
a foolishness which happens on Satan, it gets to be exceeding. Even his demons are those serving them. If you are the children of men serving Satan, indeed you have a foolishness like theirs. Those things you see them. In heaven it's there, and the one in heaven is living.
They are
what which copy themselves into you. Are you changing? What can you dare twist? That's why he told you. The first foundation has come before God. It's the faith towards God. But there's nowhere else it comes from except through believing. In the rightful faith comes from hearing the word of God.
There's
no any other rightful faith except that coming from hearing the word of God. And he tells you that all things will pass away. That his words, which is made of Holy Scriptures, the words of God, they will never pass away. Heavens and earth will pass away. We shall finish them.
All
because you get greedy to leave the word of God will pass away. We shall remain with the word.
Out there walking, thinking
of eating the
world.
You've not thought of the word yet. All will pass away. The word will remain. They didn't preach to you well, those who
preached.
Now here the Spirit warn you. All things you've gathered will pass away. What will remain is the word of God. It's the only main prize. All they are given you, you use them as the commands of God, not as you want. I want to request you this word. You take your authority from yourself
and
get authority come from the word of God. But when you get that, it's for everlasting, it will not pass away. The word is what will tell you to do this. You take away your authority.
But
it will not work for you, I tell you. You think it's ever worked for how many? At the end, that which has been yours, it will be taken from you. In hell, you no more decide how many beatings you've
been.
They have to ban you how many times?
What you claim
you have authority. Don't you are on wind of authority. If you want rightful authority, get the word of God, work in authority of that word.
You know,
he said, do not speak beyond scriptures. What does he want from us?
All
the rest you speak, they are yours. You know, God sometimes they say, people say, God is
not.
How shall we speak in the scriptures? Now, but you do not quote them. But prove
what
speak fall within scriptures. If you feel speaking vulgar falls in the scriptures, you speak it out. In the scriptures which they command you to, it says speak vulgar. You speak it.
Need
be
what
scriptures to be within them not to understand scriptures.
Need
to speak, check yourself whether you're in faith. Yes, you examine yourself. If you see marrying four wives,
written
in the scriptures, marry them. Brethren, what do you think? Corinthians says, do not speak beyond the scriptures. You think what it came from what? Let's read we hear. First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Na yebyo aboluganda mbigeredde kunze Apollo kulwamwe mulioke muyigire kuffe obutasukkanga kubyawandikibwa.
Yes.
Timwina sukka kubyawandikibwa.
Stop copying on scriptures.
Ojanno kubu kutubulira je wabije byo bandokola.
Tell us where you got things we've been doing and preaching to people.
Wako musangirije tuli tugenda kuba tukulize.
On judgment we are right there waiting for you.
Muganda wange.
My brethren.
Uinacho utegera
na. Something you understand?
Ebintu weje ko obuyinza bana vana wono okubula obula
wo. From yourself.
Olekewo kigambo.
Even disappear, leave the word appear within you. I prove nothing, you will deceive, you believe before God. When his word, you begin to magnify itself in you.
One,
say that John 8. You know why you don't understand my speech?
But
what you've had refused to have room within you. What should have room within you? It is a choice. Can do what it wants in you.
That means
now you're children of Satan if you hinder
them.
You see that? You first finish that verse in John. John chapter 8 verse 43.
Kiki ekibalobedde okutegeera enjogera yange kubanga temuyinza kuwulira kigambo kyange olunyo lwana mwenya mwe muli ba sitaani
kasitro kigambo kigala
the word fails
tulinane womwe tumwe kutiliza nako Katonda.
You have never believed towards God, never.
Tumusitosembelera sikumanyi.
I have not known you yet.
Uli mwana wa sitaani,
child of Satan, go from here. When it reaches concerning his word, John 8 verse 43, repeat it. John chapter 8 verse
43. Mwemuli ba kitamwe sitani. Era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitamwe. Oyo kuva ku luberebere ye musi. Sote yanywerera mazima. Kubanga mazima tegali muye. Bwayogera obulimba, ayogera kiva mu bibye. Kubanga ye mulimba era kitayo w'obulimba.
Yes.
Asito yogera ebitali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Speak what's not in the word
of God.
You speak what cometh from heirs.
Era nga we kubanga ne sitali mutandika okuba abasi.
Connive with Satan to begin be murderers.
Weta we kano tana abakuulira.
Kill yourself, kill even those who hear you. Not believing the word of God to have room in you.
nagamba kati wekibeera bwekityo nga temukkiriza bya kigambo
kyange
muli bakitammwe sitaanimuve nakonsiri kitammwe ndowooza olina gyoyongedde
otegeera
bino bitwepanka ku nsimbu simanyi oli muweereza wa katonda
tonategeera
misingi egyenjiri
nayo otule
oli ku bibyo
you are on your own
sikumala
mumanyi
katondukira kyembireza obwereere
why run in vain
yesu
yebazibuaganayo
bamutuma yeyabaki ye kale talumiriro wa banne
it never feels pain for the others
nkulumirirwa
I feel for you
akuba nze sike yalinga ku byabantu
I don't care concerning human affairs
ke yalinga ku byakatonda
I care concerning the affairs of God
banaita munyigi
you don't care aga
ne ekitufu kye kyamazima nze sike yalinga ku byabantu
I don't care of human affairs not
mfa ku byakatonda byokka
I care of only affairs of God
iroyinza n'okundaba olumunga nninga akunyigiriza
at times you can see as if I'm pressing you
kubanga nze sifayo ku bibi
I don't care of your affairs
byonna byolaba nkola byenfaako bibi ebyakatonda
you see me doing I care about the those of God I'm not on yours
nibona jango okaba okutumulira noseka
crying I can look even laugh at you with your tears
yandaba maziga guga kuisemwa musota
I see your tears have left a snake within you
manyi mtume Peter
you know apostle Peter
yagamba
he said
mukama wafe Yesu
our Lord Jesus
simanyi abantu ati simanyi tebakuzi
Paul they didn't do what
gundi namugamba ani tutunde amafuta
and they told him let's sell the oil don't waste it
tulabirira abantu
let's take care of the people
aga ati ne sitani weyo byakola abafa ku byabantu tafa ku byakatonda
issues of men not of God
katulo kuba eri manze ndaba yonze sifa ku bibyo
cause I see there I don't mind of human affairs
nzimfa ku byakatonda
I mind of the affairs of God
bibye kigambo
but those are of his words
ebintu byonna biriggwawo
all things will pass away
ekigambo kye tekiriggwawo
his word will never pass away
ebyawandiikwa ebitukuvu biriggwawo
scriptures will never pass away
kubanga ebyo
because those
bibigambo bya Katonda
they are the words of God
kakube nyukuta jyokyusawo
even a letter you change in them
yaji manye eri kuoligi
he God knows it in his original copy
koma jyojjamu
the comma you take it away he knows it
yenabiwegalo buzabuza
what you want to confuse
kati gwacheri katu
now you come before God
uno kusuku kirizenga wali
you have to believe first his presence
erabo obulira
and when you approach him
kase kintu kimunga abantu banu
prove one thing these people
musingyogo gwe businga okunywera mubogo kirizeri katu
foundation is what is most established in them faith
no kirizo kukakasa kuva mukulira
faith you prove come from hearing
kigambo cha katuna
hearing the word of God
kasango kibulide kwa manyinta chiri gwao
you preached it no we never pass away
bona kinyola nyola kijja kweri
if people twist it it will wait for you that day
nandi yogedde binji ku nsonge iyo
pocket men on that issue
niadi sicho cha ulide ko chinzo kumaliriza kumala
hard of can be enough for you now
kati uliriza
now listen
yachigurumizo singe eri nyali
you magnify it more than his name
ukusinira ku zaburi ya 13 mmeka
mona Psalms 148
yachigurumizo singe eri nyali
bino
bemwe panka panka tugenda sabira mu linya lya Yesu
pray the name of Jesus
natulina mugwe kigambo
if you have no word in you
ojalekana eri nyo jali sabira mwoko
you will get tired with your tongues as you pray
so ko simuri nyiri otula
you must read that verse we see
zaburi 13:8 olinyolo okubiri
psalms 148 verses 2
nasinzizanga eri yekaliyo entukuvu era nebazanga eri nyalyo olwekisacho Nolwa mazimago kubanga ogulumizizza ekigambo kyo okusinga erinya lyo
yes
yagulumiza ekigambo
kyo magnified his words
okusinga erinya
lyo above his name
tushamye bobi
have we read wrong
soka osoma mu luzungu
you read in english
why is ogambo ruganda lulucha kale
think ruganda is confusing it
psalms chapter 138 verse 2. I will worship toward your holy temple. Praise your name for your loving kindness. And for the truth. For you have magnified your word above all names.
Yes. You hear people speak name of Jesus. That does not take anything. You speak it, it's up to you. He is on his words. We go here in Philippians.
He
gave him a name above all names in the heavens and earth. But remember,
before
he gave him the name of Jesus, he was the word. The word passed through all to above the heavens. Now you're still there.
But God
prayed the name of Jesus.
Yes,
yes. It's true. But first have the word. All of you made noise in the name of Jesus. What does he do for you? You pray to us. You in his name of Jesus is looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, even demons can ask you.
Yes,
Jesus, we know him.
Paul,
even Paul, but who are you?
You
are nothing. Look at these people, non-entities. They're nothing. The name is you get the word in you and also be something with the word.
Yes, we have a simple.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
we want to tell you the truth in this life. Here, there's nothing like speaking sweet your way, sweet talking. No. This is the word. The word is the sweet talking.
It feels
bitter your way. I don't know which demon is troubling you. For then your problems are past those of Satan.
Even
Satan believes God is there. But now you are a serious problem then. Satan believes God is there, but the problem is refused to obey his word. And that's where contentions came from, refusing his word. And he began to speak what cometh from his. What he feels he wants. You know you love that kind of life. I
still
want to do like this. Why don't you create yourself?
Then
you do what you want. If you have one
who creates,
know what you have to do what he wants, for he has a reason why he created you. Now if you want to rebel against him, go create yourself.
Then
don't create yourself in this world.
Later,
get your own world you first create. That is impossible. Where will you create it? Even above the heavens is the one there. How will you create yourself? You have to first ask.
First,
have to disappear, you're not there. Then create yourself. And you come from wherever. But then
you
humble down, there is the one who created you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. He magnified his word above his name. Even though we go here in Philippians 2,
he
gave Jesus a name above all names in the heavens and earth. Every day will kneel before. Yet his word surpass all that. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9.
Era Katonda kye yava amugulumiza ennyo, n'amuwa erinnya liri erisinga amannya gonna. Olunnya olw'ekkumi. Buli vivi lifukamirire ng'erinnya lya Yesu, ery'eby'omu ggulu n'eby'oku nsi n'ebya wansi w'ensi. Olunnya olw'ekkumi n'olumu. Era buli lulimi Lwatulenga Yesu Kristo ye mukama waffe katonda kitaffe awewe ekitiibwa.
Yes.
Yamugulumiza.
Exalted him. Gave me name above all names.
Manya chigo manya malama nene.
What other elevated names do you know?
Sitani.
Satan.
Naibu yokele. Yesu.
If it's Jesus. He yells.
Manya chama malago manya
nene. Other names do you know which are elevated?
Endwade.
Sickness.
Mulinyana Yesu wona.
Name of Jesus be healed. It vanish.
Chechiracho manya.
What else do you know?
Ichirumenyo. Abambaga abawavu.
Other say poverty. No.
HIV!
Sin!
Huh?
But when it comes, his blood cleanses. If you believe it, there are things which have elevated names.
Money.
Sente. All those have no meaning.
Their
names on this world, you think they are powerful.
Hitler.
Like who? Hitler.
Aliwa.
Where is he now?
Okay, manya chama la kale gemuringe munyizo
kuogera. Other name can you speak of?
Anirali wa akorachi.
Who and where is he? What is he doing?
Uliwe erinya lyo lisinga manya.
There is a name above all names. It's of Jesus.
Nate ye chigambo ngaye kubaji yasokera.
He's the word who is first one. And he's so magnified. The name of Jesus chased demons. Is not that?
We
pray through it, we given.
But
know what is given us, we are created by the word. Now, who is above another? The word. The name we pray through it, we given.
Yet,
the one who created is the word. You think of it. That's why me when it reaches the word.
Whether we
don't pray as long as we started the word before, we know we must be given a sure deal.
That
is what's magnified above
the
name.
No,
other name which surpassed
but
the word goes above the name. And it's magnified.
But
we've reached the word himself.
Yes,
Jesus Christ, the real one. But the name was just given him when he clothed flesh. Yes. You know how it was? John 1:1. He speaks like this. John chapter 1 from verse
1.
He was there from the beginning. And he is with God. How will you separate him? Listen. The second verse and the third. John chapter 1 verses 2.
Oyo yaliwo kulubereberye awali Katonda. Olinyo lwokusatu. Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo. Era watali yete wakolebwa kintu na kimwe kyakolebwa.
Uyo kigambo.
He the word.
He yatonda.
He's the one who created.
Yonabi tusaba mulinya.
All this we ask in his name on this world. Yes.
Umanyi kigambo Yesu
kenye. You know the word is Jesus.
Wabula lili yerinye gundi vuli yasokera muda.
But the real elevated word name, the elevated name, he was the word.
He's
the one came and described the book written of him. What can you magnify above the word? Who wants to glorify God? We all want. We cannot do it without magnifying his words. But when we come to believe before him, be able to please him, we hear his words.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
Bible says he was in the world. The world was made by him.
He
came on the world to be given name Jesus, him the one who made it as the one who came. He came. You first read that verse. John chapter 1 verse 10.
Yali munsi ensi yakolebwa kububwe. Era ensi teyamutegeera. Olunyolwe 11. Yaja matwalege na yabali matwalege tebamukiriza.
Yes.
Uyu chigambo yali ensi yajikola.
He created the world.
Eri kuntandikwa
right at the beginning.
Yali wana matwalege.
He was here in his territory.
Bali mutebamutegeera.
Those within it never understood him.
Kati bwetumulaba.
Now when we see him.
Muyokani suli soka 14.
In John chapter 1 verse 14.
Wamulaba bwetu.
We saw him like this.
Kati tumutegeera.
We had not understood him.
Yokane sule soko nyirwa 14.
John chapter 1 verse 14.
Chigambo nayamba lo mubiri. Nabera ko jetuli. Natulaba ekitibwa kye. Ekitibwa ngechoyo eyazali bomuye kachitafu.
Yes.
Chigambo nayamba lo
mubiri. What cloth flesh.
Nade tuyinza mutegeera.
And we could not understand him.
Munno mukumulaba.
That didn't see him.
Kamulaba mu kitibwa ngechoyo mwana.
We saw him in the glory of the sun.
Yes. Son. Mwana.
Just son.
Era basinga kati nga baganda baffe bano.
Most like these are brethren.
Abekomola.
Those who circumcise themselves. They circumcise.
Bogera ko mwana.
They speak of the son.
Labane. Bagenda okuliye emego.
They are going to beat those ones.
Atini mamane bamwogera ko matanka
ne. After they speak false about him.
Wina yongero tege.
Yeah, things you have understood more.
Fetuge no mulabe eno.
We go see him here.
Nga ineji tibwa cha.
There is a glory he has come from.
Tumulabango mwana aitibwa Yesu.
So he has a son called Jesus.
Era wali tulaba muluka.
And we see in Luke.
Bamutume erinya.
They give him a name.
Erinya lyali aitibwa Yesu.
His name will be called Jesus.
Ngamaze kuambala wano mubiri.
Just first cloth flesh here.
Kati erinya.
Now that name.
Atendo kankubuli.
Let me tell you.
Erinya
that name
mugune ko sibali manyi
in the heavens and earth they know it of Jesus
naye atibashinga nyo kumanya chigambo
yet they must know the words yes
choko shomao
you must read there
Luka esuleso ka biri mukaga
Luke chapter 1 verse 26
Luka esuleso ko nyora biri mu mukaga
Luke chapter 1 verse 26
awo mumwezo gwo mukaga Mariamu malaika Gabriel natumibwa Katonda mu kibuga kye Galilaya Erinya lyacho Nazalesi. Olinyolwa birimu omusanvu. Eryo mwala tamanyi musajja eyali ayogerezebwa. Omusajja erinya lye Yusufu. Owo mu nyumba ya Daudi. N'erinya lyomuwala Mariamu. Olinyolwa birimu omunana. Awo nayingira omumwe. N'agamba nti mirembe gwe aweredwe nnyo ekisa. Mukama ali naawe. Olinyolwa birimu omwenda. Naye ye ne yeralikirira ekigambo ekyo. Nalowooza okulamusoko bwe kuli olwasatu awo malaika namugamba ntotya Mariamu kubanga olabye ekisa eri Katonda olwasatu mulumu era laba oliba olubuto olizaala omwana w'obulenzi olimutuuma erinnya Yesu
yes
oliba omuzadde eno ku nsi
when you love birth you on the world
you'll
give him a name Jesus
singa jukira agenda okuveringa ekigambo
remember he came from heaven when is the word
You've
heard verse 31 well. 30 to 31.
You give
birth a son, you name the name Jesus.
That
speaks of the name above all names in the heavens and earth. Yet
his
name the word.
It
goes beyond the heaven, it was there from the beginning.
Era
mukama
wafe Yesu nga amaliriza
our Lord Jesus after he his works on the world
yagamba kitafu mencho bokola
told the father you know what you do
jizayo
restore me
mchitibwa je nalimu
omuna in the glory I was together with
you
before the world existed
kusinira ku Yohana 10 musa
according to John 17
olinyoro kuna nolo kuta
verses 4 to 5
Yohana sura ya 10 musa olinyoro kuna
John chapter 17 verse 4
nze kugulumiziza kunsi kubanga omulimu gwa wampo kokola ukomekereza olunyolo kutano aichitange nekakano ngulumiza gwe wamunawe muchitiwa chiri cho walina cho wamunawe ngensite nabawo
gambolonji
you repeat again
Yohana sura ya 10 namsamvu nyolo kutano
John chapter 17 verses 5
aichitange nekakano ngulumiza gwe
wamunumiza gwe
Ngulumiza gwe wamunawe mu kitibwa kiri kye nali nacho awamunawe ngensite nabawo
Have you heard what he asked that the work you gave me on the world
yasoka na mugamba
he first told him Verse 4.
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me. You kid,
remember when he came to the world to do a work? He became a son. The work of becoming a son on the world,
being
a servant and to minister, it's finished. In the verse 5 he
said, and now, O Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
He said, this mission is done. Take me back in the glory I was with you when I was the word. Why did you want go back in the other glory which is above? It surpasses the name of Jesus. I'm going to see him in the heavens. Even those of heavens never knew of that name. Yes. Above all they have ever had. Even that of Jesus inclusive.
Yet
it is his as him. Now is the one above. Revelations chapter 19, from verse 11.
Omuti enali atamanyi wabula yeyeka.
Yes. Nerinya lyo.
This name.
Omanyi erinya Yesu.
You know the name Jesus.
Yabikuruwa ngatuna bategera kigambo
kye. Was revealed before we knew what the word is. Yes.
Yajja kusine lyogerwako.
Came on the world.
Bamalaika nebali manya.
Even the angels knew of it.
Kubanga malaika Gabrieli basoka libulira bamalaika.
Angel Gabriel the first told it to the angels.
Mwana bamuyita Yesu.
The son is called Jesus.
A good speak that
the ones of the world they call it Jesus. When he goes back to heaven, and they say, told us he has another name that is so magnified.
that
he was with God the Father. It's holy. Let me understand it. Revelations chapter 19, verse
13.
Him. As he saw. His name is the word of God along.
He's
one magnified above the name he had on the world. How is he so magnified? Him you see. He came in the scroll of the Bible written of him. That's why you see. We tell you. This is a whisper. You. The word of God is so magnified.
It
all can pass away. It never pass away. He is Christ himself. He came in the scroll of the Bible. Explain the Father. Explains him. Explains all creations. And if you hold the book, the Bible, have a way you take it. For you're carrying a great one.
It's
written about himself that you understand him. See how you twist what speaks of him. What speaks of him is what explains who you are. They are what explain all creations in heaven and earth. They are what explain above the heavens. What does it say in Hebrews? Let's hear. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse
6.
Came in the scroll of the book first. The book of the Lord.
you
have to be careful.
This
claim of knelt before Jesus.
And you
get the word twist. And you dodge it.
You
are on this rotten mandas. Mandas.
Told
you the truth at the end, that's what will be there.
When
I knew what will be at the end, I held on those. That's why I said I no more mind of
people.
If you understand those, what can you do? You go back mind of human affairs. Mind of affairs of God. For he's the one who created
them.
Has no wrong plan their way. They invented things troubling them.
Yet
in that same way, till he is ready to help them.
Will
not help them in their ways. Helps them in the ways of his words.
Our
Lord Jesus told the Pharisees, you seek me in the scriptures, hoping in them there is life.
You said,
they speak of me, you don't believe me.
You believe
them and you believe me, for I am them.
About the heavens,
I was with the Father who began to
get.
What is of the Father is mine. What can you speak then? You first read, we see.
John chapter 5, verse
39.
Munoonya byawandikibwa kubanga mwe mulowooza nti mwe mu byo mulimu obulamu obutagwawo n'ebyo bye bitegeeza ebyange.
Yes,
utegedde.
You've understood.
Kati nagambye bwendi.
I told you like this.
Tono kigambo Yesu.
That this word
ya muzingo gwa kitabo gwa muandikibwa.
Came in the scroll written about him.
Ogukure ekitabo ekitukufu ekya Katonda omulamu.
The holy book of the living God.
Ekitabo Bible.
The book, the Bible.
Nawe muchimanyi
mbere. As you know of it in these generations.
If you read them, you
have to believe
it. You read,
and you don't believe, you're on your own.
You can't see
the Bible and you say you don't believe Jesus, that you don't believe the Father.
They speak of his
they are of the Father.
The
Holy Spirit speaks.
You
say you've not spoken your voice. He speaks ours.
A way you've put on
faith before God and see. John
16.
He said, what's of the Father? They are his.
It's when the scriptures
speak of his.
But
also speak of the Father.
First
read John chapter 16.
Oyo anangulumiza nganze kubanga anatolanga kubyange nababulira mmwe. Olunyolwe 15 byonabyo nakitange byali nabyo bye byange. Kyenvude ngamba nti anatolanga kubyange nababulira mmwe.
Yes.
Kari kya kugami mu Yokana 5.
What is said in the John 5, verse 39?
Muno nyambya andikiwa.
That you seek in scriptures.
Namuruza mbyo mulimu
obwo. Hoping in them is life. But they speak of mine.
Odino kumukiriza yenga mukubera okwe nebyawo andikiwa.
Even his presence even his scriptures.
Na kunyana noga nti nebo na yogera ku kitabu.
Though you speak of the Father.
Yone byogere byanga si byogere bya kitabu.
Mind they speak of the Father. Even what the Spirit speaks, he hears from them. Yes. John 16, what is it?
12
to 15. The Spirit will get from of Jesus and give us. spoken it like that.
Because
all that the Father has is His.
Right
above the heavens where He is. All there of Jesus. Even in the entire heavens.
Now,
scriptures speak of all
God. If you're
to believe on faith elsewhere in these scriptures. Speaks in Peter, he said.
That
even prophets of what came from God. As they were led by the Spirit. They never spoke their own word. They came from God. I want to speak like this. Today I'm going to be ending here. We shall get our second part. All these words, when you hear them,
not
put and they don't draw faith towards God. They do not make meaning. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.